This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so there is in the Time Magazine Person of the Year profile of Donald Trump that dropped yesterday a passage that caught our eye. His line about the economy, and this is a quote, that sometimes you have to prime the pump in order to get jobs going and the country going, end of quote. That pump priming is also known as fiscal stimulus, hundreds of billions of dollars in tax cuts and infrastructure spending that the president-elect has promised to juice the economy. It's a lot like President Obama did when he took over, except right now, as opposed to then, our economy's reasonably pumped up already. So what happens if we try to pump it up more? From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
With unemployment down to 4.6%, Douglas Holtz Aiken at the Conservative American Action Forum says the U.S. economy doesn't really need much pump priming right now.
We're nearly back to full employment. We're somewhere in the vicinity. As a result, the sort of notion of stimulus getting you out of a recession back to full employment is pretty much in the rearview mirror.
But he says infrastructure spending could draw more people back into the labor force who aren't included in the unemployment rate right now, fixing roads and bridges, upgrading airports.
You will bring people back into the labor market for a while. If these investments make those workers more productive, you can drive up the wages without any threat of having to drive up prices as well.
Dean Baker at the Progressive Center for Economic and Policy Research also sees potential good in a public construction boom.
The gains are enormous. The people who will get those jobs really need them. People at the bottom end of the ladder, people who are disproportionately Hispanic, disproportionately African American.
But there are risks to spending more and cutting taxes, rising deficits, inflation, higher interest rates. And Rick Geddes of Cornell University, who studies infrastructure, says construction projects aren't just about laying asphalt and concrete. They're quite high tech.
They're very capital intensive. They use a lot of modern equipment that requires a high level of expertise to operate as opposed to a lot of workers.
So he says they're not such a great way to get less skilled workers back to work again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.